You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is the book of Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 13. But exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. I have noticed that a lot of believers do not understand the nature of sin. I will give you an example, a common example. When I listen to people in counseling, particularly women, as they complain about the adultery of their husband, they wonder why he will not change. They say things like, I cry every day, yet this man will not change. They say things like, and he told me he was sorry, but sir, he has not changed. You know, and in my mind, I'll be like, do you think because he said he was sorry, because he was caught, do you think he was going to change? As in, so you just expect that he was going to change. What I realize is that many Christians don't know the nature of sin. And if you don't know the nature of sin, you cannot know the power of Christ. Because you can't appreciate what Jesus came to do on the cross. You see, the Bible says that lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Sin is deceitful and sin hardens. Sin hardens. You see, A man finds himself in an hotel and with a lady, and the lady wants to sleep with him, and he has a wife at home. And Satan will say to him, if he's born again and the man knows that it's a sin, the devil will not say it's not a sin. The devil knows, you know, it's a sin. But the devil will say to you, it's a sin. But you know, you can do this and ask for forgiveness and just tell God to forgive you. And you will have had a taste of something different and you will not do it again. So what is the big deal there? We all sin. Don't you even sin every day? So why is this? How is this sin different from every other sin? You will ask him for forgiveness. He's a merciful God. He's a merciful God. He understands. Just taste this one. I'm telling you, this one is better. This one, you are going to discover something different in this one. Do you know what is happening? That's deceitfulness. So the man goes ahead and do it. What he doesn't know at the end is that sin hardens. He will not be able to stop. You see, what devil didn't tell him is that you don't have capacity in yourself to stop sinning. Some of you have been struggling with anger. Have you overcome it? Some of you have been struggling with lying. You've said to yourself, I will not lie again. Sometimes, 3 days later, you now remember you even lied 3 days ago. You've been struggling. You know why you struggle? Sin hardens. It hardens. You don't have control over sin. So if Jesus has delivered you from sin, don't go again. Don't say, let me just do something, I will repent. It's not in your power. Because you are victorious now, it's not you. It is because of his grace. There's an experience I always share where during my National Youth Service years, where there was nothing people do to me sexually that moved me. And I was beginning to say in my heart that I think I have attained to a height where all the great saints have attained to, where nothing moves you. I was saying it in my heart. I don't understand why these brothers, why they fall into sin. I don't know why the nakedness of women will make them to shake. What is wrong with all of them? Until I was exposed briefly. And if not for the grace of God, if not for the mercy of God, I would not have been able to share this today. At the end of it, the Lord said, it's as if I just withdrew my grace a little to allow you to see that in yourself, you are a meat for the devil. Never be confident in yourself because it was my grace. My grace was sustaining you, but you were beginning to think it was you. It's my grace. Always know today that every victory in your life is my grace. Don't ever think that it is you. I learned that lesson. I now know that it takes the grace of God not to lie. Some of you will take it for granted. You will just think it is normal. I'm telling you it's not normal. It takes the grace. If not for the death of Jesus, we will all be liars. It takes the grace of God not to sin. So people don't understand that sin hardens. The man is not going to stop because you are crying. It's not going to stop because he was caught. People don't stop sinning because they were caught. People only stop sinning when they have been caught by Christ. Not when they have been caught by you. It's when they have been caught by Christ. When their heart is caught by Christ. That is when they can stop sinning. That is why Jesus died on the cross. It takes the power of Jesus to stop anybody from sinning. You see, when you understand this, you will rather be praying for your spouse and say, Lord, have mercy on me and have mercy on my spouse. Help my spouse to come in contact with Jesus. That is how to pray. Telling everybody, some of you will even be calling family meeting and say, help me talk to him, the rate at which he's committing adultery. You think human talking is what is going to deliver a man from a problem that started with Adam. You think human beings can just come together in a family meeting and talk him out of it? Something that made God to become man, to come and die on the cross. You think it is talk that will drive him out? You think it is your tears that will drive our daughter out of his heart? Didn't you read in the scripture that the Bible talks about men whose eyes are full of adultery? Their entire eyes is adultery. Anywhere they are going to, one of their excitement for traveling and journey is that they are going to be sleeping with one woman somewhere. That is their joy. That is the excitement. That's what keeps them going in life. Because they have been hardened. They've been hardened. They no longer feel it. You see, the first time a man will commit adultery, he will feel bad that he has hurt his wife. Or the first time a woman will commit adultery, she's going to feel very terrible. Very, very terrible. I've seen women weeping profusely on account of adultery. But if they persist in it, a time will come, they will not feel anything. It will be normal. They will do it and stand and say, and so what? And so what? They will do it to your face. If care is not taken, that man will bring a woman to your bedroom. The same bed you are both sleeping. Because sin hardens. You see, you must understand the nature of sin. That is why we want that when you want to marry, you must marry somebody that is born again. A born again person has been delivered from the hardness of sin. In fact, do you know this scripture is written to believers? Look at what it says. It says, but exhort one another daily. That's why you have the 5 minutes daily devotion. He said, exhort one another daily. It means that we need God's word daily, even as believers, not to become a victim of sin again. You need the word of God in your life. That's why you can't stay away from God's word. You can't stay away from the scripture. You can't stay away from the word of God. Many of you, you just think that, okay, you are now okay, you can then be going. I'm telling you, it's just a matter of time. A believer must constantly be hearing the word of God, be reading the word of God, pay attention to the word of God. It is through his word that is going to preserve us, that is going to keep us. Have you not noticed that if you stay away from the word of God for a week, 2 weeks, and then you now go to a meeting or you hear a message, before you know it, you start repenting again. You say, Lord, have mercy on me. It will draw you back again. But if you give it some time again, maybe a month, you don't have time for Bible, you don't have time, you never listen to any messages that will draw your heart to the Lord, before you know, you start misbehaving. That's why when Satan wants to deal with you, he will do everything to distract you from hearing the word of God. He will even use things that seems genuine. He will use things that looks legitimate to keep you. It could be work. It could be children. It could be spousal responsibility. He will keep using everything to keep you away from the word of God. He knows that once he can isolate you from God's word, he can then easily lead you into sin. May the Lord give you understanding. You can please reach us on this number. +234-818-615-7852. Our website is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.